Well, Ron Robinson, a state representative, Republican from the 58th District, Utica, has a special place in our hearts because he is a former news anchor and reporter right here at WJR. He also served in the Marine Corps during the first Gulf War. We've got a couple of things to talk about. The Selfridge and the Michigan House fast-tracking $152 million for Selfridge and a couple of runways, and he had a big hand in making that happen. But first, if you don't mind, Ron, I'm going to ask you about your thoughts, because you've, quote-unquote, been there, your thoughts on Iran.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a delicate situation, right? But I have to say that, you know, from what I understand, you know, they were pretty much laid out. Like, we can help you with this as far as for energy purposes. But from my understanding, Iran wanted no part of that. So it was obvious that they were looking to make a nuclear bomb of some kind. And I think that's why President Trump felt he had to do this.
What are your thoughts about the arguments now about whether he needed to go to Congress when we can see that in the past presidents, most notably with Libya and other times, didn't go to Congress? Why all of a sudden he has to?
You know, that's a good question. And I think there's a lot of lawyers who argue whether that's, you know, legal or not. But ultimately, the buck stops with the commander in chief. And I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat in that seat. I have full confidence that they're looking out for this country's best interest. And as of, you know, unless I hear otherwise, I think we need to do what we need to do to protect our national interests. The world isn't as big as it used to be.
No, it sure isn't. It sure isn't. Well, let's get to one of the things that affects us directly, too. I mean, all of this does. But the Michigan House fast-tracked the approval of a $152 million supplemental spending plan yesterday to secure state funding for two runways at the Selfridge Air National Guard Base. And you had a big hand in that, along, I think, with House Speaker Matt Hall.
Yes, there's a few others. You know, Senator Nesbitt, Governor Whitmer, obviously, has been a big catalyst to make sure this is happening. But ultimately, what we needed to do with this appropriation, Paul W., is just we had to make sure, and this is, you know, again, working with the governor and Speaker Hall, just to fast-track this to make sure that these fighters, these F-15s, are at Selfridge before President Trump leaves office.
Was this something that's been talked about a lot and then was stalled or delayed and moved a little faster because of what's happening in Iran?
No. I know the timing of it is kind of peculiar, but no, this has been in the works for quite a while. We've been talking with generals at Selfridge and Speaker Hall has been talking with the president and the need to make sure that the runways are ready for the F-15s. That's what the governor and the speaker want to fast track so that there's no doubt and no confusion, but just to make sure that we get this F-15s again before President Trump leaves office. So I think that's our goal, is just to make sure that we're keeping all our we're doing our due diligence to make sure that we do everything we need to do at the state level. But with that said, you know, it's a lot of money, $152 million, but the bulk of the lifting after these runways will be taken up by the feds. So.
Well, and it's been said that if we're going to wait on the federal government to fund the runway, then we're not going to get it done on time. So I think it's
correct.
Good that you're making a move right now. But you gave credit to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, which I appreciate, when a Republican ties in a Democrat. But in the newspaper story I have, it says, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked for comment, she expressed support for Selfridge, but did not give a direct answer on whether she supports the $152 million supplemental spending bill. How do you see that?
I would pose that question to Governor Whitmer. I mean, from all I've heard, she's full-throat supporting this this fighter mission. So
she was from the beginning. She took grief from her own Democrat Party when she shook hands with the president. She might have even hugged him or whatever, but she worked with the president to get this done, which is what you want a governor to do.
Yes. And so, again, I would say you should pose that question to Governor Whitmer. I'd love to hear her answer.
Well, you know what? We haven't talked to her in a long time. Mike Parsons, I know you're listening. Let's plan on having the governor on. It's been a long while, that's for sure. All right. What else is going on that we should know about that Ron Robinson, state representative of the 58th District, Republican in Utica, former news anchor and reporter at WJR. You spent time in the Marine Corps during the first Gulf War. I'm assuming you'd like to see Washington and Americans overall being supportive of our troops right now?
Yes, sir. Please pray for our troops. That's my sending message. Pray for our troops.
And you know what? We should always do that. So God bless you for that. Thank you, Ron. Thanks for bringing it up. State Representative, the Republican from the 58th District, Utica, Ron Robinson. As we continue in focus on WJR.